Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. In a recent court hearing, Brian William Stomach and Angelette Stone are granted expungement for felony drug convictions dating back to 1995. The petitioners, who appeared pro se, had their cases reviewed after the Attorney General's office indicated their potential eligibility for conviction set aside under statute. The court confirmed that both individuals met the statutory requirements for expungement. This included having no more than three felonies, they each had one, no conviction set aside for assaultive behavior, and no pending criminal charges and no criminal offenses during the applicable time period. The original convictions were serious drug-related felonies, for which Ms. Stone served approximately 8 years in prison and Mr. Stomach served over a year, including a boot camp program. Both petitioners testified to having learned from their past, expressing regret for their behavior and demonstrating a commitment to a law-abiding life since their release. Mr. Stomach noted he had not even received a traffic ticket since 1995. The prosecuting attorney, Timothy J. Rutkowski, left the decision to the court's discretion, acknowledging the seriousness of the original offenses. Based on the testimony and fulfillment of statutory obligations, the court found that setting aside their convictions was warranted and consistent with public welfare, granting the expungement. And the Gore Township Board of Trustees is looking to the future. During the last township meeting, the board approved looking for grant opportunities to help with financing a new township building. The township's current hall is showing its age and is outdated for the needs of today's government operations. The township was established in 1862 and it consists of about 6.8 acres of land. During the last meeting, the board approved having a company apply brine twice during the summer to help keep dust down and contracted with a company to do the cemetery and lawn maintenance. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we'll continue with our local news, get to our national and international news, and our obituaries.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, there are times when regulations are not one size fits all. Lapeer County's health director, Jim Henry, explained his position on some health issues to the county commissioners. Henry noted some of the state's requirements are not feasible for some counties like Lapeer. His decision on how to operate will be noted during the state's next accreditation evaluation that is conducted every 3 years. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regulations regarding septic systems have become much stricter. EGLE's regulations are not feasible in rural areas and would impact small business and some residences to incur the cost to install drain fields and septic systems, according to Director Henry. Because the state's regulations are more restrictive, Henry explained he is not following them to the letter. And in our national news, toxic airborne chemicals detected in U.S. for the first time. Scientists have reported the first detection of toxic medium-chain chlorinated paraffins, MCCPs, in North American air samples. These chemicals, often used in industrial manufacturing, were found drifting in concentrations previously only seen in more heavily industrialized parts of the Eastern Hemisphere. The EPA has launched an investigation into the source of these toxins, which can persist in the environment and bioaccumulate in the food chain. Public health officials are currently assessing the long-term risks to local communities where the highest concentrations were measured. In other national news, Michigan launches Water Infrastructure Dashboard. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy unveiled a new digital tool today to track the flow of federal and state water grants. The dashboard allows residents to see real-time progress on projects aimed at removing lead surface lines and reducing PFAS contamination. This initiative is part of a broader effort to increase transparency in public spending. State officials hope that by visualizing the data, they can better coordinate with local municipalities to address urgent public health risks related to aging infrastructure. And in our international news, China calls for a clear stand on U.S.-Iran conflict. The Chinese government has issued a statement urging the international community to take a firm stand against actions that undermine the current regional ceasefire. Beijing has criticized the U.S. naval blockade as a violation of international maritime laws and a threat to global trade. China continues to maintain strong economic ties with Iran and is concerned about the stability of energy supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. The statement suggests that Beijing may play a more active role as a mediator if Western-led talks continue to stall. In other international news, Canada demands ceasefire after citizen killed in Lebanon. The Canadian Foreign Ministry has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities in southern Lebanon following the death of a Canadian citizen in a recent military strike. The government has urged Israel to show restraint and prioritize the safety of civilians in the region. The incident has increased domestic pressure on the Canadian government to take a harder line and Middle Eastern conflicts. Foreign Minister Jolly stated that Canada is working with international partners to ensure the protection of its citizens abroad. We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.